The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live today, and it's a wonderful Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Hope that your presence in your family's life, in your children's world is acknowledged, because you know what? There's no rules to this game. We do the best we can, right? We do everything that we possibly can. Well, you know, here's what we do in our family. We take the time to be present with them. And it's not just sitting back and letting them come to us. We go to them, even though that, you know, coming from back in the day, the Sicilian family that I grew up in, the kind of the rules were a little different. But, you know, in today's world, you know, you get what you give. And, you know, most of you are going to be wonderfully acknowledged today. And just remember those of us who have fathers that are no longer with us, they brought us to the place and gave us the experiences of who we are today. So make sure you reach out, pick up those phones if you're, you know, way apart from your fathers, and wish them a great day. And if your dads are gone, like mine has been for many, many years, sit quietly and remember the lessons, the good ones, and the ones that you have to move forward with and touch everybody else. Anyway, happy Father's Day. Got a great program for you today. We're going to talk about something different. You know, we've been talking about the craziness in the world and COVID, and I still have a lot to say about that. And I may take a segment to give you a little bit of nutritional information that might be beneficial for those of you, particularly if you've gone out and you've had the vaccines. There's a lot of people who haven't fared very well. There's some things that may be a benefit. And if you go to my Facebook page, just go to R. Thomas Rozelle on Facebook. I posted something the beginning of the week that is about some proactive things that you can do to kind of stymie some of the things, in my opinion, that have come about. And unfortunately, the sequela of some of these vaccines are no longer opinion. There's a lot of information out there, but that's a different topic, and we're not going to get into that. So what are we going to get into today? Something that most of us really have very little knowledge about, except for the consequences of what really takes place in these very specific situations. And we're talking about your mouth. This week I was teaching some doctors on what the teeth have to do with health and neurological involvement and autoimmune conditions and the like. And we call that neurological tooth. And it came from observations from back in the day, natural hygiene and natural therapeutics and so forth. And what you need to know is that things just don't show up. You know, you have infections, you have autoimmune conditions, you have different situations that happen, seem to happen to us. But there are other triggers, other intimacies, if you will, that relate to a lot of these things taking place. And we're going to talk about that today. And let me start with this statement. And I want you to listen to what I say, and then we're going to bring it all around. And simply this, that every tooth in your mouth, every tooth, or every absence of teeth that you may have at this point, has a relationship, if you will, to body systems and spinal structures and organ systems and certain conditions. That's what I said. Every tooth in your mouth has a relationship to many different aspects. We've, you know, in the medical community says, well, if you have an ongoing chronic condition of infection in your mouth, that you run a greater risk of heart disease and things of that nature. Well, it goes well beyond that. It's far more expansive than that. So we're going to talk about it. In doing some preparation for this presentation today, but also the teaching mode that I was into this last week, I read and came across a book by a guy by the name of Dr. Thomas Levy. And he talks, his book is called The Hidden Epidemic, The Hidden Epidemic. And it's really very impactful. It gets your attention pretty quickly. And what he says is that oral infections, such as periodontal disease and abscesses, are the most common infections in the world and frequently are the primary stealth contributor to chronic diseases such as things like breast cancer and heart disease and autoimmune conditions and neurological diseases and so forth. So, you know, he goes on to talk about that everybody thinks that an infected tooth will trigger a lot of pain. But guess what? 95% of the time, there is no pain with an abscess and infection. It's there. And sometimes it just has destroyed the neurological endings. You don't even know it's there. And these asymptomatic problems, these abscesses, can't be identified in a traditional dental setting unless you do what they call a 3D cone beam exam. And that's a CAT scan that really gets narrowed down. And, you know, if you're struggling with a chronic health condition, you know, be it an autoimmune disease or cancer or heart disease or, you know, any type, if you will, any type of degenerative disease, joint space problems and so forth, you need to look at the mouth. And typically, you know, when we look at this and we see this periodontal problem, this periodontitis, this inflammatory reaction, it usually precedes and can precede over many months and sometimes several years of an abscess that ultimately will form. Once the inflammation gets bad enough and permits the bugs, if you will, the pathogens, you know, to reach the bottom of the tooth, the apex of the tooth, that's where the abscess begins to form. And there's a lot of different things that you can do about that. Everything from irrigating your teeth with hydrogen peroxide water, one of the most effective strategies, because these bugs die when exposed to oxygen straight across the board. And you have to make sure you have high levels of vitamin C. And we're going to talk about things that you can do that. But I want to kind of tie this in for you so you begin to really understand what the deal is. So remember Dr. Thomas Levy, and you can look him up and you can check him out. But, you know, he's written several books. One's Rapid Viral Recovery and, you know, Hidden Epidemics, Silent Oral Infections and things of that nature. Very interesting reading. I recommend it to you. You need to really go out and get that done. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today on anything that you have in mind. But we're going to talk about this a little bit and see if I can give you some things that you can do. Interesting, this hidden epidemic, if you will, this infection that we get in the bone that sometimes we don't even know about, and it's flying really underneath the radar of most professionals. You go in, I have this problem, what they do is they write a script, right? You go in, I heard here, they do something to that. But if you don't understand that there are other pieces, other components, and this is just another piece of it, this is another part of the puzzle, the mouth. And we have to make sure that, you know, we are aware of that. I have patients that come in and they'll tell me, you know, I have, a low back problem, or, you know, they have a neurological whatever, and they get better under care, but it's nagging. It comes back again. It comes back again. It comes back in. They come back in and they say, you know, I really feel good every time I get treated, but it's always comes back. And that gets my attention. So I start looking much deeper at that point, and we look at intestinal tract problems and so forth. But I go to the mouth, and I go to the tooth that relates to that area of the body where they're having the problem. And guess what happens? 95% of the time, it's in the mouth. There's an infection. There's a problem that's influencing it, and there's several doctors that we use and say, hey, you got to go check it out. There was a guy back in the day. His name is Dr. Weston Price. And if you look him up, his work is phenomenal. And he talks about, you know, the use of vitamin C at very, very high levels and taking out mercury fillings and the impact that it has on cardiovascular disease and neurological problems and so forth. There was an interesting study that was done by a guy by the name of Huggins. And they did over 5,000 root canal teeth that were extracted by dentists around the country, and they examined them. And what they found was extremely, extremely potent toxins and anaerobic bacteria in every one of them. And every one of them that they took, 5,000 of them, and they found something in every one of them. you know, that should get all of our attention and say, okay, we got a problem here. So what would be the initiators? Why would we have bad oral hygiene that would cause these infections to get so deep that if I'm correct in giving you the data that says that every tooth in your mouth has a relationship to someplace else in the body, from the heart to breast tissue to organ systems, to structural systems, the body, how did that bacteria, how did they get infections? Well, we have people who are smokers. We have people who use certain types of drugs. We have people who begin to lose calcium from their bones. They're on medications that cause a tremendous shifting in the acid-base potential of the body. We drink too much. We eat things that are too acidic. So we begin to see an erosion, or we're in a constant state of upset or anger, which increases the wrong biochemical balance in our system, being much more exposed to these things. We grind, we get angry, we have all these things that are taking place. We eat the wrong foods, we eat soft foods, we don't eat the way we should be eating as our ancestors have eaten, in solid, good, whole foods. You know, we don't practice good oral hygiene. We don't floss our teeth. And, you know, I'm going to talk about things that you can do to make a difference as we go through the process today. But I want you to understand that there is a identifiable path. Now, obviously, there are some people that no matter what they do to their mouth, it's like nothing ever happens, maybe. And that's a good thing. But, you know, there's also a guy by the name of Dr. Robert Kulax. You pronounce or spell his last name as K-U-L-A-C-Z, and he wrote a book called The Toxic Tooth, and it was about, maybe 5 years ago, and they were talking about, you know, these root canal teeth, right, and that you don't do root canals. If you have an infection and it affects the dentition, it dents the core of that tooth, pull the tooth out, because the infection never goes away. Now, I have to tell you something. I've had a couple of these things over the years, and they lasted for a while, but the pain goes away, but the infection doesn't go away. It's still there. And ultimately, they had to be extracted because I was showing some other issues as a result of it. And it takes a while because now you can't figure out why the bone, the mandible, the jaw is beginning to lose its calcium density. But nevertheless, as much as you know, sometimes it's, you know, the ostrich time and you put your head in the sand. But the more we know, the more we see, it comes down to either prevention or crisis intervention. Well, I like the prevention part better, you know, and putting ourselves in a place where we can really do the things that are necessary to take care of certain things. So when you do these cone tomographies, if you will, it's a 3D dimensional process that rotates around your head. Many of you have had it done. And that's really the only way that you can really find out if there's anything going on as far as infection that has gotten deep into the root. The infections are commonly amazingly common. It's incredible. When you look at these patterns, they're sitting there. And I have several dentists that I work with, and I look at them with them and said, oh my gosh, when we come back after a break, I'm going to get into specifics about this and tell you how it can impact you. But trust me, this is something that we all need to know about. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. And by the way, there's a website that goes along with the program, and it's simply drtomrozelle.com, drtomrozelle.com, drtomrozelle.com. There's a lot of things there for your interest. Check it out, and we're adding more to it. And it's obviously connected with the Rozelle Centers and, you know, the Core Concepts Chiropractic by Rozelle and Ashburn, as well as Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. So check out those things and send me a note if there's anything I can do to answer a question for you. That's how you find me. Before we get started, let's go to the phone. Robert, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, Dr. Rozelle. Yes. I had a very rare condition with my teeth. I had healthy teeth. All of a sudden, I felt a sensation in a tube, and it was resorption. And it's very rare. It's considered, if you've had trauma in the past, and braces is considered trauma. What's your take on that, on resorption?
Okay, so I'm going to give it to you from an outside the dental profession perspective. Obviously, I'm not a dentist, but we see a lot of that type of situation, you know, walking in our office for a lot of different reasons. As we're talking about today, every tooth has a relationship to other parts of the body, so we have to be very careful with them. So here's the deal. When any kind of trauma that you get can destroy the nerve that goes from the mandible, the lower part of the jaw, or the maxilla, the upper part of the jaw, to the tooth itself. If that tooth is, or that nerve is destroyed because of trauma, because of damage to it, you start getting reabsorption of the bone underneath it, and then often because of the acidity that takes place, will have an aerobic activity, bacteria, pathogens, and it'll begin to eat the tooth up. It'll begin to dissolve it. It'll begin to erode it. So we do see that type of situation. If I can identify it quickly, we get that patient to some of the dentists that we embrace and we think that can do a great job. It has to be, if the nerve is gone, if there's a pathological problem, meaning bacteria and aerobic pattern, that tooth's got to go, particularly if it's got into the pulp of the tooth, because once that tooth is infected, it's gone, and you're absorbing this abscess deep into the body. You can end up with all kinds of other problems as a result of it. So you know, the root canal, if you will, a lot of dentists will do, they'll go in and they'll drill the tooth out and they'll pack it in, and it's expensive and so forth. It doesn't fix it. It eradicates the pain, but the pain could be gone anyway because the nerve is dead once you get the infection in there. So a reabsorption problem that you're talking about, or a breakdown in the bone matrix or the tooth itself, is a result of an aerobic pattern coming about due to damage once the neurological platform has been destroyed. Again, that's what we see, and that's what we do when we send it out to patients. So I hope that's helpful. We're here at 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. So we're talking about things that happen in the mouth and its relationship to body systems. And, you know, again, so many of us will run off to get a root canal. And they basically, what they're doing with the root canal is they've basically caused your tooth to be taxidermied, you know, like, you know, stuffing an animal. So you basically just put a tooth in a state of preservation, but you haven't gotten rid of the infection. That's the problem. That's why we're talking about hidden epidemic, a toxic tooth. And once that tooth stays infected, even though now you can't feel it, it's draining into the body, it'll affect, you know, coronary arteries, it'll affect your lungs, it'll affect breast tissue, it'll affect different organ systems, even to the place where guys will end up with ED and there's no reason for it. You know, their testosterone levels seem to be fine, but this inflammatory reaction that takes place because it's infection, there's a problem that shows up there. So you know, we have to look at the beginning stages, this periodontal irritation. And sometimes periodontitis, remember, itis means inflammation. It's just the beginning stages of a chronic disease process. And if you get rid of it early on, you can resolve this thing. Once gum inflammation gets bad enough and permits these pathogens to get into the bottom of the tooth, okay, the abscess begins to form there. And a chronically abscess tooth, you know, is known as, I think the term is chronic apical periodontitis. It's very difficult to have an abscess tooth when the gums are in pristine condition. It just doesn't happen that way. So the whole idea is to take care of the gums before it gets to that place. But just because you have an inflammatory process with the gums doesn't mean that you have an infection and vice versa, but one can lead to the other. And the one thing that I want you to remember as we go through this is that these bugs are susceptible to oxygenation. It will destroy that. And we're going to talk about what you can do to make that happen. We're talking about your mouth and everything else that is involved in it and chronic disease processes. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. Happy Father's Day, guys. Hopefully, your family enjoys your presence not only today, but every day, because you're going to be good guys, right? You're going to be present in their lives and do the things that are family-oriented. So make sure that you reach out, pick up the phone, and say, hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Thanks for everything that you did for me. And for those of us who fathers are gone, take a moment and just be reflective and realize that everything that you've learned and how to lead your life as a result of a strong male figure. And sometimes, you know, dads are not biological dads. Dads are somebody that we look up to who are, you know, that very strong figure in our lives. We'll reach out to them too and tell them how much you appreciate them. It's a great day. Yep. I'm going to spend it with my guys later on this afternoon. We're talking about your mouth and how it's related to everything that happens in your body. Started out the program by telling you that every tooth in your mouth has a relationship to organs and spinal levels and neurological pathways and immune conditions. And it's true. It really is. And we don't think about that. We think about making sure that our teeth are nice and white and in a straight line. And, you know, we run to the dentist and spend thousands of dollars in braces and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, the truth of it is that we harbor all kinds of pathogens in our mouth if we are not careful relative to our stress levels and our dietary patterns and structural positioning and so forth. And once these pathogens get in there, if we don't take care of them very quickly and not by doing root canals, because they don't work, once the tooth is dead, by the way, you don't feel anything, but that bug is still there. For example, 100% of plaquing, what they call atherosclerotic plaquing of the heart, are colonized by periodontal pathogen. And I said that slowly because I want you to get it. 100% of plugging of the arterial arteries are a result of 100% of atherosclerotic plaquing. And that came from the guy we've been talking about, and another doctor by the name of Dr. Ott, with a study that was done back in 2006. And they did all kinds of angiograms, and then they did pathogenic testing, and they found a direct correlation. And you know, when they started pulling these plaques out of the arterial beds, they found that they all had, 100% of the time, they had pathogens of all varieties that related to periodontal and oral disease. Interesting, right? So when you know that to be true, you have to make sure that you do what is necessary. What does that mean? That means make sure that you're eating properly, you know, and making sure that you're not developing a breeding ground for pathogens. And so when you eat properly and you make sure that you have great oral hygiene, and that means also using things like hydrogen peroxide to flush and wash your mouth out. And we'll tell you why about that in a little bit. But here's the deal, okay? In acute heart attack patients, and when they looked at the plaques, the clots, and analyzed them, over 80% had extremely high concentrations of periodontal pathogens, in up to 1,600% higher concentrations. That's craziness, right? So if that's the case, instead of taking all these things to thin our bloods out and get rid of the blood fats and things that we need for other things like hormone production and mentation and so forth, we need to get rid of the bugs and we need to take care of our overall health. But we forget that. And then the neurological bed, by the way, the positioning of the skull and the upper vertebrae of the neck, they have a tremendous influence on the nerves that come out of your temporomandibular joint. That nerve root, that bundle there, comes out and it divides into three roots. One goes to the upper portion of the sinuses, one to the dentition of the upper part of the mouth, and one to the lower. Those are the ones that feed these teeth, by the way. And then, so if there's any irritation with that, the neurological flow, the stimulation to these teeth aren't going to be adequate, and subsequently you're going to have more susceptibility to a lot of this stuff as well, even if you're doing great things for yourself. So do we really think a blood clot formed and suddenly, you know, pathogens got attracted to it? Or is it the other way around? Is the pathogen there and then the blood clot starts because of that? Well, the guys that are there and in the research, in the trenches with this stuff, are saying that the pathogen is the culprit. And you have to make sure that your immunological responses and your systemic lymphatic flow and so forth is adequate enough to get rid of this stuff. But in our world, where we're eating all kinds of garbage and manipulated elements, and we're being exposed, you know, to things that decrease our immunological responses, you know, remember, the virus, the bacteria, the pathogen is always there. It has nothing to do with your getting sick. It's the susceptibility of the body. You know, the hidden epidemic, if you will, is the body's inability to handle things. Even Pasteur, who said the bugs cause disease, at his death, he said he was wrong, that it wasn't the bug, that it was the terrain. It was you. It was your body's immunological system. And unfortunately, when we're dealing with these conditions of, you know, autoimmune conditions, everything from lupus and other conditions and Crohn's disease and MS and even Alzheimer's, ulcerative colitis, you know, people who lose their hearing suddenly, it's gone and don't know why. Congenital vascular diseases, erectile dysfunction, guys, as I said earlier in the program. All of these things can come about suddenly because of that. We have so many different pieces to this, and we have to be very careful that we pull it apart piece by piece by piece by piece. Let me go to the phone. Sal, how can I help you, sir? Thank you for calling.
Yes, I was curious to know what your take is on chlorine dioxide.
Well, any chlorine, let's just start with chlorine by itself. It's one of the most destructive halides that exists, and it competes in a lot of different places within the body. Chlorine, being a halide, fluoride as well, is going to predispose you to different types of diseases, including Hashimoto's and other thyroid type of conditions, because it competes with iodine. You need iodine in every cellular response within your system. So as far as I'm concerned, that's not a direction that I would go with anything like that. I would avoid chlorine at any level whatsoever. I'll tell patients, you know, to make sure that they filter their water very carefully. In today's world, every municipality is loaded up with all kinds of things, so you have to be very, very careful with it. I know it's being used, but in my opinion, it's not even worth going to that place. So chlorine, period, whether it's in a swimming pool, whether it's in substance, whether it's coming out of plastics, whether it's being used as a therapeutic, is not something that I think is very supportive of body function, and subsequently it's not going to be one of the things that I would tell anybody to go find someone that's going to use it. As we get into this autoimmune condition, and with this or anything else, it's really important that you understand that anything that alters the body's terrain is something that can be very, very problematic. You know, when we talked in this situation, chlorine dioxide, I went off into a little bit of a tangent. Basically, it's, you know, an oxidizing agent, and it's the hazard levels are extreme. It can be an explosive type of situation. Any chloride-based substance, particularly if it goes into a gas form, and now I'm going back into my chemistry, you know, back in the day, can be dangerous. So subsequently, it's extremely hazardous, and it can cause body tissue to break down, particularly neurological pathways and so forth. So, you know, again, I'm drawing from, you know, past experience, but, you know, it was back in the day. It was, I think, if I remember reading it, you know, it's the type of thing that you're going to see as a, you know, like the old Clorox, you know, type of thing. They, you know, we talked about a little bit in pools and so forth. It was, if I remember, used as a dental application and wound cleansing. But that, again, goes way, way back. And children, particularly when they're given that exposure very young, can cause all kinds of problems as they begin to progress over a period of time. So the short answer is don't use it. Stay away from it. Anybody that continues to use it, run from them. My opinion, okay? And I think that you'll, if you look it up, and you'll see that it has huge amounts of side effects. Let's get back to the mouth. And again, chlorhydroxide is one that was used for dental purposes. How do you fix this stuff? How do you deal with it? You know, if everything that I'm telling you is true, you got to have something that will handle it. Patient came in the other day, and they had all their upper teeth in the back. They're not all their upper teeth, but they had their molars and their wisdom teeth. And so there's like three teeth on either side that were missing. And when I was dealing with this patient, they came in because they had a TMJ problem, a temporomandibular joint dysfunction, and it was causing them massive headaches and so forth. Well, first of all, the vertical dimension of the TMJ, the temporomandibular joint, wasn't normalized. And I said, well, first of all, you got to go to somebody who can put that into neutral. And there's a few dentists that we have tremendous amount of support. Dr. Michael Chung is one of them that can make that happen. You're going to continue having this. But as I looked closer, the infection process was still there. His breath had an odor to it. And I said, has your dentist told you you have periodontal disease? Oh, yeah, but I, you know, he wants to do, you know, periodontal this and that. I said, well, you got to have a lot more done than that because it's going to start affecting other things. It's going to affect your heart. And he just looked at me and I said, did I hit on something? He says, well, I have plaquing and I'm taking this type of medication. I said, well, there's the correlation. And that's something that you need to know about, so you can protect yourself, but you have to take this seriously and do some other things other than what you're doing, because ultimately you're going to have a problem. So what does it come down to? You know, if a dentist tells you, in my opinion, that you need a root canal, I would go to another dentist and have the thing extracted and then have the area cleaned out. You need to be using certain things that will clean your mouth and handle the infection. So what are those things that you can give? Well, if you did nothing more than at nighttime in the morning, go get yourself a bottle of hydrogen peroxide and take a cap full of hydrogen peroxide, mix it with a cap full of water and swish your mouth very, very forcefully, you know, where you're sucking in and out of in between your teeth. And you do it for a period of about, you know, a minute to 2 minutes. You know, twice a day, and then you're flossing well, and then you're using good old baking soda and water to clean your teeth. I think that you're going to modify a lot of it, but diet comes into play here. You have to make sure you don't set the stage for abscess and dental infection. You know, those of you who like sweets, right? You've got a sweet tooth. Well, you know, you're going to end up with a much greater predisposition, you know, to this type of thing. Remember, periodontitis, the inflammatory reaction of the gum, precedes the abscess. So treating gum inflammation is crucial. There's a lot of dentists that are out there throughout the United States that are what we call biological dentists. And they have very significant applications of what they do. Now, one of the things that they do is they're going to inject, right, oxygen, ozone into the bone and into the dentitia. They're going to numb you up, but that will be hugely impactful to destroying bacteria. It does a really, really great job of making that happen. But now you got to do your part. And that's if the dentist tells you, okay, we can get rid of this. It still hasn't destroyed the tooth. You still have a viable tooth. This is what we can do. But you need to make sure you floss. You have to make sure that you clean it up. Now, making sure that you take high levels of vitamin C. Vitamin C, as well as irrigating with this hydrogen peroxide, will make sure that you have good gums. And to ignore that is foolhardy. You know, particularly with smokers, right? Anybody who smokes has very, very low levels of vitamin C storage in their gum tissue, or exposed to that, or exposed to any other type of pathogen. So non-smokers also tend to have a depleted vitamin C store that will prevent getting rid of these pathogens, and because of stress levels, because of exposures to other things. So in addition to vitamin C depletion, these pathogens, if you will, are fueled by the presence of unabsorbed iron in the body. And this is an interesting thing. You know, the more iron there is, the more infection will flourish. So if you're one of these people that have a lot of ferritin floating around in your blood, it's not a good thing. It will actually make life worse for you. So there's a lot of things that you can do. Most physicians, if you have high ferritin levels, they're going to tell you, you know, you have to go give blood, you know, about every 6 weeks or so to get the ferritin levels down. The iron level turns into something called a ferric oxide ion, and it's not very compatible with passing electrons, you know, through the system. So you have to make sure that you know what your blood chemistries are. And when we send patients out, we look at it from multiple different aspects. But this is an important piece of your health. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. This is something we could talk about for about 5 hours, and I'm just touching on the tip of the iceberg. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. It's been a fun program. You know, it's one that hopefully provokes you a little bit to have a conversation. Had a very interesting caller early, I think it was the second caller of the program. We was talking about the chlorine dioxide. And I just wanted to make one other comment on that. My brain was sitting here. I'm saying, you know, this has a lot to do with brain function as well. And there's a lot of evidence that said childhood autism also can be pointed to chlorine dioxide. And so I went back while we were sitting here in between. I kind of dug it out. And, you know, at the end of the day, again, I will support what I said initially. Stay away from it because it can cause all kinds of problems and heart disease and the like. Love to go back and forth with our caller. All he has to do is reach out to me either at drtomrozell.com or rozellcare.com. Either one, I will get the message, and I would love to have a further conversation with it. Just remember, this is a very important piece of your overall health puzzle. You know, when you want to know the why behind things, sometimes you got to look beyond the obvious. The obvious is the condition, is the symptom. And when we're talking about pathogens, we're talking about damage, we're talking about autoimmune conditions with something like this. You know, we said a little bit about thyroid function when it came to the chloride dioxide, but here's the other piece of it as well. Your thyroid can be predisposed to low function simply because there's underlying pathogens that are sitting there. We started the program by talking about cancers, particularly metastasizing cancers, particularly breast cancers, and, you know, the heart disease. But I want to encourage you, do your own homework. There's several excellent books out there. The Hidden Epidemic: Silent Oral Infections Cause Most Heart Attacks and Breast Cancers, and Rapid Virus Recovery. Check them out. See what you can find. And just remember the last name is Levy, the doctor that you're going to look for, and also a guy by the name of Ott. Do your homework. See what happens. If we can be, you know, poignant and directing you, we'll be more than happy to do that as well. But when we see neurological problems, when we see conditions, autoimmune, that just don't go away, you have to look at the person's overall lifestyle. You have to look at their susceptibility to things, what's causing them, the presence of bacteria that happens to be there. But hydrogen peroxide, high levels of vitamin C, have the ability to kill pathogens, and Dr. Levy will talk about that in his book. It's important. Use that hydrogen peroxide. Clean your teeth. Get rid of the sugars in your diet. If you're a smoker, stop it. If you're using drugs that you're inhaling socially or otherwise, you're going to lose your teeth at some point. Those predispositions are well known across the board. We know that heart disease comes as a result of tooth infection in many, many cases. That's medically acknowledged. And just remember what I told you about ferritin storage sites in the body. That's really important that most people don't realize, and most physicians who are even in the trenches on this type of stuff, take a look at the ferritin levels with patients. And if they're there, you got to make sure that you get them down low for that patient, because otherwise that patient is going to have problems. They're going to have autoimmune conditions. They're going to have plaquing. They're going to have potentials that something that might be easily dealt with. So if that ferritin, serum ferritin level is high, go talk to your doctor and see if they can order that get rid of it, and not just protect it with another drug. The easiest way is, you know, to have them get rid of a pint, if you will, so to speak, and obviously it's not a pint, but a unit of blood periodically that will drop the ferritin level down and not be as damaging. But your vitamin C level has to stay high. You have to increase your oxygenation to that tissue. That will kill the bacteria. My opinion, stay away from, you know, root canals, because you're trapping the virus within the canal. It doesn't work. We've learned that way too well over the years with a lot of patients, because back in the day, I didn't know what I know today, but today we know. And when you know and you ignore it, that's a foolish direction to take. But there's lots that you can do in prevention. If you have a problem neurologically, you know, have somebody like the doctors at the Results Center check it out. But realize your mouth is critical in, one, making diagnostics. And once you know that it's there, you know that that bacteria is there, you got to get rid of it. And you have to go to somebody who knows what they're doing to make that happen. And we're happy to work with you in making that take place. So remember, your mouth and the rest of your body work hand in hand. There's some excellent charts, if you really want to get into this, that you can find actually on Pinterest. I was doing some work this week, and I saw these charts, and they were really great. And one's acupuncture meridian relationships between your mouth and organ systems. There was another one that kind of put it out in very, very colorful understanding, you know, the teeth. And this relationship to different bone areas, a dental relationship from one part of the mouth, you know, to different organs, just tying them in one to the other, to the other. You know, the front part of your teeth, if you will, your eye teeth and the ones, the incisors in the middle and so forth, relate to your kidneys and your adrenal glands, your urinary bladder, organs of reproduction. If you get to the back of the mouth, you know, where your molars are, that's where you're talking about your heart and your pancreas and your stomach and so forth, your lung tissue. So take a look at your mouth. You know, do an oral inspection. Get in front of that mirror and open it up and see what's there and see if it doesn't relate one to the other. I hope the program was interesting to you today. I hope you take that opportunity to really check it out. And remember, we continue to do this program for one reason and one reason only. Simply because I love you. We'll be here next week with a brand new program. I'll see you then. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Bye.